Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is respond to heaven's heartbeat. We want to stay in a place where we can learn the unforced rhythm of God's grace. We're talking about the heart today. Now, at the end of Psalm 78, you'll find out that God found a shepherd, and it was David. In verse 72, it says, "So David was their shepherd with an upright heart. He guided them by the discernment and skillfulness which controlled his hands." Now, this is what God said about David in 1 Samuel 13th chapter, the 14th verse. And this was Samuel talking to King Saul at the time. And he says, "But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou have not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. For Saul then was removed because of his disobedient heart." And then in Acts, the 13th chapter, 22nd verse, in the God's Word translation, it says that God removed Saul and made David their king. God spoke favorably about David. He said, "I found that David, son of Jesse, is a man after my own heart, and he will do everything I want him to do." So you see that God always looks at our hearts. And he says, "I want to change your heart. I want to bend your heart toward me. So then you'll have an upright heart and you will do everything that I want you to do because you want to do it." And you may say today, "I don't have that kind of heart." All you need to do is ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be the Savior of your life. And you know what? And he will respond favorably to you because he's been waiting all the time. Why don't you say this prayer? "Dear Heavenly Father, acknowledge that I have come short of the glory of God. But I know that you are a restorer of my life. So I give you my heart, incline my heart, bend my heart towards you, that I would be a man or woman, a boy or girl after your heart. Come in my heart, forgive me of every sin. I want to be that Christian that you can depend on in the earth. I want to learn the unforced rhythm of your grace. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. I am now saved, washed by your blood, in Jesus' name." Now, if you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we will send you some encouragement so you can move with God's heart. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is respond to heaven's heartbeat. When you stay in a place where you can learn the unforced rhythm of his grace, then you'll be able to see just how he works on your behalf. See, out of God's love, he sees us at his best. But our obedience to him is an indicator that we see him at his best, that he is indeed Lord of all. We're going to look in Psalm 78th division from the Amplified Version, and it's showing how God's faithfulness and his mercy was always present, but their forefathers' obedience was not present. And he was showing them in this particular psalm how to make sure that when the EKG reports come back, that there would be no irregular heartbeat. And he says that they might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hearts aright, nor prepared their hearts to know God, whose spirits were not steadfast and faithful to God. Verse 10, they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk according to his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Verse 17 through 19, they still went on to sin against him by provoking and rebelling against the Most High God in the wilderness, in the land of drought. They tempted God in their hearts by asking for food according to their selfish desire and appetite. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, can God furnish the food for a table in the wilderness? And then verse 22, because in God they believed not, they relied not on him, they adhered not to him, they trusted not in his salvation, his power to save. And then verse 32, they sinned still more, for they believed not, relied not on, and adhered not to him for his wondrous works. We're saying there was a problem with the heart, but he's telling this generation that you need to know that this God is Lord of all. This God is faithful and true to them. Turn your heart to God so that you can see him at his best. When you say that he is Lord, you're saying that you're acknowledging that he is the best and that your heart is no longer blind nor hard. Let's welcome Emmanuel Ebany as he encouraged you to allow God to be the King of Kings and Lord of all. And I will be right back after his song.
Lord of all, lift him up
higher, higher.
Lift the name of the Lord
higher, higher.
Lift the name of Jesus
higher, higher.
We'll lift you up, we'll lift you up
higher, higher.
So we'll lift him up higher,
higher, higher.
Lift the name of Jesus
sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been our defense and refuge in the day of trouble. To you our strength, we will sing praises, for you are our defense, our God of mercy.
Yes, you are Lord.
Us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Respond to Heaven's Heartbeat. We want to stay in a place where you can learn the unforced rhythm of God's grace. We just said that God will enlarge your heart so then you'll have the capacity to receive his heart. We're going to leave you with this message. You want to be able to move only to the Lord's direction. In Proverbs, the 21st chapter, in the Living Bible says, just as water is turned into irrigation ditches, so the Lord directs the king's thoughts. He turns them wherever he wants to. Now, in the King James Version, it says that he turns the heart of the king. So this is just like irrigation ditches where water is pumped from one place to another until it becomes a source to grow crops. That means then it'll be a channel to deliver the source of supply to others. Now that word turneth in the Hebrew, it means to stretch or to spread out, to bend away, to incline, to change, to alter, to cause to yield, or even wrestle. So what God wants to do is says, I know the way that's best for you. And when we put our heart in his hand, we have to know that it is in the best place we can ever be. We want to be able to move only in God's direction according to heaven's heartbeat and be determined to never get out of sync with the King of Kings. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.